What happened to the Irish music? I thought that was going to be our regular thing. Irish music got axed. Oh, we're on. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, as well as KBFI and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and it's North Idaho Thursday. I want to take a second to thank Marcia Pilgrim for joining us on Ricky's Top 10 yesterday. It was Top 10 Favorite Things About Ireland in honor of St. Paddy's Day, and that's one of my top 10 favorite subjects. I could talk Ireland. In fact, all day I went to McDuff's after the show, and then I went home and watched Ireland from Above. Have you ever seen that? It is awesome. It's really pretty cool to see scenic Ireland coast and all of that. Anyway, we've got a good show for you today. First up, we'll welcome in Reno and Clay Hutchison. Boy, it's been a while. They are from the Carousel of Smiles. There's a lot of new things going on with their project. And, you know, if you're a regular listener here on KBFI or KSBT, you know, they were on like once a month for a few years. And then with all of the COVID, and then we switched to like emergency broadcasting for a couple months, we haven't had them on in a year. So there's news to get caught up on the Carousel of Smiles. And then in our second segment, we'll meet veterinarian Dr. Talitha Neer from North Idaho Animal Hospital. She is a Sandpoint native, and then she left the area to go to veterinary school and ended up in Saskatchewan for a while practicing. Has now made her way back home, and we're looking forward to meeting her and talking about things that she's got going on back here in the land of 7B. And in our final segment, we'll meet our dear friend Nancy Hastings will join us. Nancy, of course, with All Seasons Garden and Nursery. Yes, the first day of spring, believe it or not, is Saturday. Yeah, it's happening. It's time to get your garden ready. Or is it time to get your garden ready? We'll find out in just a few minutes. But first, we have found out that live theater is returning to the Panada Theater tomorrow evening. Living Voices production of Northwest Passages hits the Panada stage 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. It's a story told through the eyes of a young girl, Anna Julia Larson, whose family immigrates from Sweden to the promised land of the Pacific Northwest in the late 1800s. That sounds like very interesting play, and you can go to panada.org for more information on that. Limited seating, of course, due to COVID restrictions, so you want to buy your tickets online in advance, panada.org. Bulldog Bench Spring Scramble is right around the corner, April 17th, less than a month away. Kind of hard to believe. At the Lynx Golf Club in Post Falls, brought to you by Lighthouse. And to get signed up for that, you know, it's a four-person scramble. It always sells out, so register your team early. It's one of my least favorite things to do is to turn people away if they wait till the last minute. So get your team signed up. You can go to the Myers, M-I-R-E-S, the Myers at yahoo.com, or you can call 208-290-6610, 290-6610, or a lot of you golfers know how to get in touch with me. Just look me up, and we'll get you signed up. Let's see. What else have we got? Oh, I just want to remind you about the Sandpoint Senior Center. A couple of things. One is if you're a senior and having a frustrating time trying to get online and get registered for the vaccine and you want it, but you just either don't know or can't figure out how to do it, or if you know a senior who might be in that situation, the Senior Center is set up to help out. So it's open to 55 and over now, and things are going well at the vax clinics, but there are still a number of seniors who want to get it and just don't know how. You can call the Senior Center for more information, 263-6860. Also, the Senior Center is now open for in-person lunches. Once again, they're not doing breakfast yet, but they are doing their lunches, and they have to be 40 people or less on a daily basis, so you need to sign up in advance. Don't just show up expecting lunch at the Senior Center. You need to sign up in advance. And they still have the grab-and-go lunches, and they have the Meals on Wheels. But now if you want to just get out and socialize a little bit, you miss your friends, you could go in line. But go in person, but you need to register early, 263-6860. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I can see them through the glass here. They're smiling. We're going to be talking about the carousel of smiles right after this.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
This is Eve Knudsen from Knudsen Chevrolet. Celebrate Knudsen's spring savings with a new 2021 Chevy all-wheel drive Trax. Save 28% off MSRP and buy this one now for only $16,987. Or what about a new 2021 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive for only $21,477? That's 28% off MSRP as well. Prices are plus tax and fees after rebates. These are former service loaners. You must be a current owner or lessee of a 2007 or newer non-GM car or truck to qualify for purchase. Test drive our new online shopping experience with ShopClickDrive at Knudsen.com. Experience our commitment to your safety and security with vehicle pickup and delivery at your home or office for service appointments or test drives. Find new roads at Knudsen Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls. Knudsen Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Jason, a COVID survivor from Twin Falls.
I honestly didn't take COVID seriously. I felt a mask wouldn't really protect me. Then I got sick. It completely knocked me out. I was out for weeks. My family was terrified. COVID isn't just a flu. COVID is no joke. Now I choose to wear a mask to protect myself and protect others. So hopefully other Idahoans don't have to experience what I did.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
Bi-Mart is bringing significant savings every day with our digital savings guide available online at bi-mart.com. Shop deals on items from every department in our store. Paper products, pantry items, dog food, and more. Like canned goods, snacks, even supplies for your dog or cat. Get these great deals and more in our latest digital savings guide, up now at bi-mart.com. Bi-Mart, employee-owned, real value every day.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400. And 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, and Reno and Clay Hutchison from the Carousel of Smiles. You guys, it's been over a year that we've been in this new studio, and this is your first time. Used to be on once a month. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
You know, I'm just feeling so optimistic. I mean, the sun's out, you know, the vaccinations are going for people who want it. And we're getting, at least here at the radio, as back to normal as we can. So it's feeling pretty good. You guys are smiling. It's great to have you back here. And we just haven't checked in for a while. What's been going on, and how did the pandemic affect your project?
It's so good to be back. It's really nice
great
to
studio
see
you have
yeah,
here too.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, the pandemic. I think, like everybody, it slowed us down a little bit. We had to take a couple steps back, make sure that our volunteers were safe, and so the studio was closed for quite a while. We've started reopening it now for painting on a really limited basis, but we'll start opening that up a little bit further. And we just have so much to talk about. We have so much fun stuff going on.
You know, I think the pent-up desire by all of our volunteers to get back to work is kind of an example of, I think, the pent-up desire we all have.
No question.
Across the board is like, enough of this. We got to, you know, manage it properly, but let's get back to work. And The painters have just again are pushing us to give them stuff to paint, and so we put them on hold, starting last March, but we kept some of the Gear and Grease Gang working because it was a different kind of work environment, and really got some tremendous work done on the mechanism over the last year. Just before that, we had the center pole and all the metal pole, structural pole things stripped and painted and moved around. And we've been working on, over the last year, rebuilding all 14 rounding boards, which are like 14 feet long, the shields, and continuing working on the sweeps, the actual frame that holds everything up. And so pretty much in I've had three gentlemen, Ken Keeler, Mike Beck, and Dave Smith, have been in there working. You know, they come in every day and work for a few hours a day, and we're very comfortable working together. And then we have a whole bunch of businesses that have been helping over the year. I just got to give them a shout out. You know, every time we move a heavy thing around, Dan Smith from Evergreen Towing shows up and drags it onto his flatbed and wheels it around or wherever. And some of these things weigh thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
And
we couldn't be doing this work without the people that are helping us. We're so grateful.
Yeah.
And for anybody listening, there's a lot of new people in the last year that have moved to our area, believe it or not.
If
you follow real estate and such, and see the license plates around town. Anybody's listening who doesn't know what the Carousel of Smiles is, why don't you give us a quick overview?
Well,
go, honey.
The Carousel of Smiles is a community-based project. We brought a 1920s all-wooden Alan Herschel carousel to Sandpoint. I've been in love with carousels since I was a little girl, and there's a whole history that is behind all of that, but I don't think we have enough time to go into all of that today.
So we've been working with quite a number of volunteers. We've had a bunch of events starting in 2016, 2017, and people are just really excited, and they're volunteering a lot of time and huge amounts of talent. This 36 horse 40 foot diameter carousel needs full restoration, and we're well on our way. We've got 12 horses in paint, another six that are done, and the mechanism is well on its way, and so we're going to have a fully beautifully restored, artistically painted carousel, and its location is going to be here in town.
Do we know where yet?
We're getting closer.
No comment.
We have no comment at the moment, but we have potentially some news to share soon. So.
That would be great.
The city worked for the last few years. They've been doing a master plan for the Parks Department, mm-hmm. which includes the downtown waterfront area, the Sand Creek area, the city beach. And Reno's vision was always to have it at the city beach. And so in part of the master plan process, which we worked with we were involved in that, there is a potential location at the city beach and also a potential location on the Sand Creek side of the bypass, oriented more towards the town. And after they approved the conceptual plan in November, we gave a presentation to the city council to get authority for the departments to talk to us, to get some real mm-hmm. substantive conversations going. And we've been having those and really to understand the more specific needs and desires of the city and what restrictions there would be and what's available.
The details.
The details. Get bring this great conceptual plan down out of the clouds. And we've been having some good conversations, and we're hopeful that in another few months we'll have some exciting news to share.
Yeah, what a great addition that would be to City Beach or to anywhere in town that it ends up. So really looking forward to that. I know we've been talking about it since you guys brought it to town and have been working on it. You've been renting that space over at 5th and Cedar for a couple of years now. But I've also noticed that right down the street here from our studios in the Pioneer Square, you are occupying that space?
We are. We needed a little more space to work on the mechanism, especially the pieces of the mechanism are so large that the other location just wasn't big enough to accommodate the work that needed to be done there. So yes, we have a new location, or another location, I guess, in the Pioneer Square building. And
so where the Goodwill was for years.
Exactly.
And years.
Yeah. Yep. And that's not open yet for the public to come in. We still have some work to do there, but we are hard at work in the workshop there. So in the next maybe month or so, we'll get that to a place where we can have people come over and look at what we're doing on the mechanism side and get an idea of the scope of this project.
How did you know that was my very next question? I guess it was really obvious.
We are so on the same wavelength lately. It's amazing.
We were emailing each other yesterday at exactly the same time.
Exactly the same time. That was really wild.
It was just meant to be. So the 5th and Cedar location, when you open that, you can still see a couple of the horses not painted in the windows. And you were welcoming public to come in the afternoon if they wanted to and see what's going on. Are we back to that yet, or are we limiting?
We're not quite back there yet, but we are painting every Wednesday and Saturday from 10 till about 1 in the studio. And if people want to come by and see us while we're in there, we are starting to welcome people sort of a couple at a time to come in and see what we're doing. The pony painting will remain at that studio. We'll always be painting there.
Okay.
And we had to move the painted ponies out of the windows because they were getting a little too much light on them. And so the reason you can't see the painted ponies in the windows is because we had to move them interior a little bit more. So,
you know, I've been curious about that because you have the unpainted ones in the window. And, you know, this is a vintage carousel. I mean, it's been around. Is that a danger at all to wood to have it exposed to sunlight?
Well, it heats it up, and so obviously sunlight will fade paint, but it also got the horses pretty hot, and we had one in the window and actually started re-cracking,
mm-hmm.
and so we just, you know, that's not a great environment for them. They just shouldn't be in direct sunlight. I mean, that's true of any kind of wood product would swell and get hot. And
what's amazing is that even after 100 years, the wood is still a living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
So if it's exposed to heat or cold or different moisture in the air, it still is changing. So we just have to be mindful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so structurally, that while we're on the subject of horses, is it going to be able to handle big, heavy people?
Oh, good
question.
Or
is there going to be a weight limit? I mean,
well, yeah, we're going to have a weight limit. I mean, keep in mind this was built in 1920, and we as people are much larger across the board than back then. So we'll have to have a weight limit and
the Coeur d'Alene carousel, I think, has done a brilliant thing on weight limits, if you will. They have a scale there, and the scale doesn't take your weight, but it tells you whether you can ride a pony or you have to ride the chariot.
Gotcha.
And I think that's really a nice way to sensitively handle the subject of, you know, you may just be a little too...
Well, you're too big. I mean,
too big,
you know,
to ride, I mean, ride on a pony.
Well, you have to understand that
people are at least 6 inches taller than they were back then.
It's an antique.
It's an antique.
You know, it's 100 years old. So yeah, that's
and it's an art piece. And you know, it we're restoring it with the idea that it'll be used like it was meant to be used, as a ride.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to be mindful again of the size of people today compared to what they were in the 20s. So
mm-hmm.
we'll figure all of that out. Anybody that wants to ride will be able to ride, even if they are riding on the chariot.
So. Yeah, well, you have the chariot option.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's that. So when do you think this announcement might take place?
Oh, I wish I could give you something definitive.
Relatively soon.
Relatively
Keep
soon.
Mind we have a definition that involves public time and private sector time. So
gotcha.
Getting those to come together is a challenge, but we're getting there.
I can say we seem to be on the same page with the city in terms of our goals and objectives and the synergy we think we can create, and so we're just pushing those ideas along. And
good. So just because it's been a year since you've been on the program, and you had to take some time off and are just now getting back to it, what's the time frame do you think on having it completed?
I don't think the time frame has really changed that much. I think we're still, well.
We're still holding our volunteers back, put it that way. So, you know, if we opened the floodgates, it would happen much quicker.
I think, you know, if we had a definitive location, if we knew tomorrow where our location was going to be,
yeah,
things could move quicker.
Mm-hmm.
if they needed to. So we've kind of got the reins held, if you will, on the volunteers and the process, because there isn't a big hurry at this point. But if we needed to hurry, we could be ready sooner. Does that answer your question?
Like a great politician, yes.
Yeah. Put it this way, we think the National Carousel Association is going to bring their convention to the Northwest that will include Sandpoint.
That'd be awesome.
I think that was in either 23 or 24.
We want to be ready for that convention.
Said, yeah. The carousel will be up and running. We may not be in our building, but by the summer fall of 23, we could be operational.
Very good. It's thecarouselofsmiles.org if you want to learn more and think this is all very interesting stuff. Again, thecarouselofsmiles.org for more information. And Clay and Reno, thanks for coming back on. It's great to see you. It's great to be talking about the carousel again. And hopefully we'll have you back on real soon.
Oh, we'd love to.
Sounds great.
Love to be here.
All right. Thanks. Take care. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will meet a veterinarian, Talitha Neer. She's from Sandpoint, moved away for a while, but is back and at North Idaho Animal Hospital right across the street from us here. And we'll meet her in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. Taylor & Sons attempts to offer our customers tremendous value in our sales and service departments. One of our best examples is Taylor & Sons' selection of new and pre-owned Chevrolet Equinoxes. The Equinox's all-wheel drive system is one of the best in class, offering four-season handling equivalent to traditional four-wheel drive models. The Equinox comes with tons of standard and available safety features, such as side blind zone alerts, rear park assist, and slow-speed pedestrian braking. Finally, the Equinox is affordable for a lot of budgets, with pre-owned models starting at $299 per month with $2,000 due at signing, plus taxes and fees on approved credit. All of Taylor & Sons' late model and new Chevrolet Equinoxes come with the security of the Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage, offering a 10-year or 150,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost to you. You can view our entire selection of new and pre-owned Equinox models online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Happy 26th anniversary to you, because Kootenai Casino is going to give one lucky person a winning spin at $26,000 on our 26th anniversary. Qualify all March long at Kootenai Casino for a shot at the grand prize jackpot of $26,000. We'll also have midweek hot spins, weekend plinko, and free giveaways. But if you come for the winning, you might as well stay for the food and relaxation. Springs Restaurant will offer four special lunch or dinner specials for just $11 each, or get 30% off our March spa special, a deep cleanse facial, and a 50-minute custom massage for just $109. And don't forget, Kootenai Falls Lodge weekday room rates are just $59, and weekends are just $99. Celebrate our 26th anniversary and get your shot at the $26,000 grand prize spin. To book a Kootenai Casino getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday, joined by Dr. Talitha Neer, who was born and raised here in Sandpoint, and then you went away to veterinary school, and they got you to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan for a while, and now back home. Is it great to be here?
It's awesome. Yes. I always intended to come back.
That's great. And of course, a lot of people listening to this will know who your father was, local surgeon for decades around here, and you know, cut open just about everybody in this area at one point or another.
Even me.
Even you. Were you inspired by him to get in the medical field, or?
Yes. Yeah. I always liked medicine. I liked following him around, but I don't like to touch people.
Gotcha.
So.
I've always wondered about that. I was like, why did he or she become a veterinarian as opposed to a doctor? Do they just love pets more, or they don't like people, or is it?
I like people as long as I'm not touching them. So.
Yeah.
I can talk to them on the other end of the leash. Yeah. But I don't have to lay my hands on them, which is awesome.
So speaking of the other end, are you a big pet fan? Do you have pets at home?
I do.
And are you their vet, or do you trust that to somebody else?
No, I'm their vet. Oh, except for the horses. If it's anything real horsey, I call an actual horse vet. And
gotcha.
I have a horse vet friend who called me back in Boise if she had a dog or cat problem.
Gotcha. So at North Idaho Animal Hospital, you're right across the highway here. What is there? You guys specialize in particular sizes or pets or what?
Dogs, cats, exotics on occasion. I have guinea pigs. But behavior is probably my biggest love, behavior and surgery.
Gotcha. That's what I was just reading your bio here. Favorite parts of your job include identifying and managing behavior problems, as well as, like you said, surgery, especially vasectomies and ovary sparing spays. Is that something that everybody's still encouraging dogs and cats to all get spayed?
I mean, the recommendations are kind of changing, so population control is still a big thing, but we're learning more about, especially within different breeds, timing gonadectomy. So timing, if we spay and neuter really young, certain breeds, we may increase their risk of having some joint problems, some cancer problems. So some dogs, we might be saying, hey, instead of spaying at 6 months, we're going to tell you to come back in a year and get spayed or neutered then.
Gotcha. Interesting. So being from Sandpoint and obviously loving the area, where did you go away to go to veterinary school, and why did you go away so far?
Wisconsin, and I was...
Were you familiar with Wisconsin before you moved there?
You know, I had a friend who went to college there, and she said you could go hiking. So when I was choosing places to apply, I picked anywhere I could stand to live for 4 years. And Wisconsin, I was like, Wisconsin, what's... I don't know anything about Wisconsin, but anywhere that was like warm enough to have a lot of cockroaches, I felt like that was a no.
Yeah, that is a no in my book. So. Yeah. And how are the winters compared to Sandpoint?
Colder and flatter. Cross-country skiing, yes. But downhill skiing, not so much. And I didn't realize until I moved there how much I was used to using mountain ranges to navigate and knowing, oh, hey. Like, there's that. That's north.
Yeah.
And when you're there, everything is the same, so you don't really know where you are.
Yeah, you experience that actually in most of the United States. If you've ever driven through Oklahoma or Texas, it's just like, does this never end? It's all the same.
And then, like, when you're coming back from Wisconsin and you finally see the Rockies, and you're like, oh, God, I'm home.
Yeah. There you go. And then to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, talk about cold and flat.
It is colder and flatter. And I had to get an engine block heater from my car, and I learned that everywhere in Saskatchewan that you park has a place to plug in the engine block heater.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you go grab supper, come back, and your car doesn't start because it's like 40 below.
Yeah. So you obviously moved there because of the job you got there?
Yes. It was an internship, and one of the best orthopedic surgeon professors at Wisconsin transferred there. So when I was looking through an internship, I really, really liked her, and I applied for that internship.
I got you.
I thought she was a great teacher.
So all told then, how long were you away from Sandpoint?
Oh, 2004, I graduated from vet school, and then I kind of worked my way back. I went to Missoula, I think in 2006-ish. 2005, 2006. Then I ended up in Boise in about 2007.
And I stayed there until this winter.
Gotcha. So things have changed a bit. Yeah. And I think the population has changed a lot in the last year, year and a half or so. How has veterinary services also changed and adapted to times and technologies? Are there new things coming out all the time?
Yeah, so it's always changing, which is part of why it's fun, because you're always learning. And I think a really big thing and one thing I really like about North Idaho, Animal Hospital, I mean, not North Idaho, part of where I live, is that we're doing a lot more to reduce stress and anxiety with the patients and try and make them comfortable. Every time we come in and they do something, we're kind of training them for next time.
Gotcha.
So we're being a lot more cognizant of that and trying to reduce their stress level when they come in, make it, if not the most fun thing they did that way, at least not the worst thing they've done that day.
Yeah.
So they kind of look forward to it and they come back in and they're not getting, you know, dragged in kicking and screaming.
Yeah. Speaking of kicking and screaming, I was a dog person. I raised 6 labs in my life. And how do they know when you're putting them in the car or truck that they're going to the vet as opposed to going to the lake or going hiking? It's always, come on, you know, jump in. And they're like, nope, we're going to the vet. I'm not going. How do dogs know that?
They're just like so good at subtle body language stuff, I think. And they just like read little cues. And so like one thing we do when there's not a pandemic and it's easier is we say, hey, if you're like driving past the clinic, pop in, give your dog a treat and don't get a vaccine. Pop in, step on the scale and don't get a vaccine. So it's not like every time your dog comes here, a stranger is poking and prodding and jabbing them with sharp things.
Yeah.
Sometimes you come in and you just have a little snack. And that was something we could do a whole lot more before COVID.
Obviously. Yeah. And we'll get back to that, but that's brilliant. I mean, to show them that it's not always a negative experience.
Because dogs are, like, as a general rule, they don't generalize, but they will really generalize something bad.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they're so trainable,
yeah.
Too. So what is the rest of the staff at North Idaho Animal Hospital? How many vets do you have on call or on duty right now?
So there's Dr. Poulsen, Dr. Stegmuller, Dr. Mara, Dr. Pierce, Dr. Morgan, and
wow.
A really awesome team of technicians and assistants, and then the front desk people who, of course, are having to triage everything and schedule and make things run smoothly and magically appear where they're supposed to when they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the people in the kennels who are caring for the hospitalized animals or the boarding animals.
Mm-hmm. So I would say if you're new to town and looking for a vet, you should look up North Idaho Animal Hospital. It's located right here across the Dover Highway from our studios here on Marion Avenue. And anything else we wanted to add today?
No, just to say enjoy your dogs, enjoy your cats, and yeah.
Oh, one other question. So during the pandemic here, of course, you were probably very limited at first. Everybody last summer was having to adjust the way they do business. What are the precautions now at your hospital?
So a lot of it is calling when you get there, like a lot of places, masking, really, obviously like with any kind of human or animal hospital, cleaning, disinfecting, hygiene is super important anyway. We kind of stepped it up a notch.
Yeah.
Having fewer people, so coming in one at a time, maybe having people wait in their cars instead of crowding in the lobby, which is actually better for dogs anyway, stress-wise. And yeah. When we can do things over the phone.
Yeah, just can do conferring over the phone if it's a minor problem. Dr. Talitha Neer from North Idaho Animal Hospital, thanks for joining us today. You guys have a website, is that?
Yes. We do. Oh my gosh. And we're going to ask me something. I'm the least computer literate person ever.
I'll tell you what. Just Google
North Idaho Animal Hospital.
It'll do the work for you. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. It's nice to meet you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take our final break here in North Idaho Thursday. When we come back, Nancy Hastings from All Seasons Garden is going to join us. Yes, the first day of spring is in 2 more sleeps, and it's here. So find out, is it time to start your gardening? See what she has to say right after this.
Hey, bud, you got any change?
What for?
Playing Frogger.
Oh, man, I loved Frogger.
Yeah.
So where's the big retro arcade game?
Oh, I just need some coinage to scratch this.
All right, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Oh, you've completely lost it.
Actually, I just won.
Really?
Yep.
Play Idaho Lottery's Frogger Scratch Game and win up to 50 grand. Game on.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Idaho Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
Hey people, those warmer summer months are coming up soon. Is it too early to start cracking those windows open for a little fresh air? Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we don't think so. But before we jump the gun too much, we need to remember that those open windows are also an open invitation to all those flying pests. Ah yes, that little buzzing, whining ear, the unwanted guests of our warmer months. So it may serve you well to make a tour around your house to check on the conditions of your window screens. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring in your damaged screens for repair or to build your new ones. We can also install a retractable screen door for your home, there when you need them, out of sight when you don't. Or perhaps a combination storm door screen door, lockable for security with self-storing glass panels when it gets cold again. At Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we can also replace your fogged or hazy window glass with new crystal clear insulated glass units without disturbing the frame itself. If I may offer a word to the wise, these are very popular services, so the sooner you let us know what you need, the better. Come see us at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, our final segment for this Thursday, and we are joined by Nancy Hastings, longtime owner-operator of All Seasons Garden and Floral, just around the corner in Kootenai. That's what your ad used to say a long time ago. And I've always had a soft spot in my heart for All Seasons, as my two older daughters worked there at one time or another. I guess when they were juniors and seniors in high school, 100 years ago. How long have you been in town? How long have you owned All Seasons?
This is going to be, we're celebrating our 25th year. Yeah, we started in 1997.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we're hoping after all this settles back down and we get back to normal, we'll have a summer party and... Yeah.
So during the pandemic, I went out there several times. I've gotten into gardening the last 3 or 4 years. That's
great. Yeah.
And it's spent a lot of time at your place, you know, wandering around outside and buying plants I probably don't need, but I'm just kind of an addict. How was your pandemic year at the store?
Well, we were very fortunate. We were able, because we sold food products, to stay open the whole time. So we were deemed an essential business. And a lot of people did take that time that they had at home now with their kids and more time at home, not in vacationing. And a lot of people did, you know, vegetable gardens, especially for the first time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And we always have handouts and tips that we like to pass along to people. There's always a newcomer or a beginning gardener coming in every other day, it seems, which is great because... There's a, you know, especially with more kids learning at home, they were able to, you know, put it in as their science lesson.
Sure.
Starting from, you know, seed and seeing it all the way to their kitchen table, and then the kids became very proud, and it was fun that people shared their stories about success with just everything from potatoes to tomatoes. And so it's neat to see young people, especially getting excited.
Like you said, they could do as a family and you're safely outside, and it's probably more fun than maybe those kids ever thought. It's like, wow, I grew that pumpkin from nothing.
And mom didn't get mad at you for getting really dirty knees. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's a win-win. So, okay, and they do get a good science lesson out of
sure.
it.
Sure. You know, and a lifetime skill, too, once they learn how to, grow
absolutely.
Their own flowers and vegetables and such. This time of year, it always starts to debate. I mean, we get a beautiful day like today. It's going to be mm-hmm. pushing 60 degrees. Of course, the nights are getting down to in the low 20s still. Do you have a rule of thumb of when you should start planting?
Well, there are some cold crops that you could start, especially if you the real simple little poly tunnels, leaf vegetables like broccoli and lettuce and kale and that kind of thing. You could get started under a protected tunnel, a grow tunnel, which are, $20 or so. They're pretty inexpensive, and that's about 8 feet long. So it gives you a lot to start with, and then you can use that as you move your tomatoes out and things like that later. That they'll gonna need protection. You can move that same piece over. So it gives you a lot of options. And everyone is so excited because this has been a really long, wonderful, warm stretch for March. It's totally, in 25 years, I've never seen this. But I caution everyone to, not get too, we just got our potatoes. We're selling potatoes. However, do not put them in until mid-April because the ground has to be like 50 degrees. The ground temperature.
Good to know.
There's guidelines, and we have little charts and handouts that we can send along to people about when, what's the early crops, the mid crops, and the late crops. And some of them, especially those root crops like potatoes, they can get rotten very quickly if the ground is too cold and too wet. So
yeah, I planted everything up probably 10 days early last year, and there were a couple nights like, God, I'm so stupid. But it survived. They kind of got shocked, I think, for a little while, but everything came back. Good to know, because I know a lot of old timers around here say, well, don't plant your garden till the snow's gone on Baldy.
Yes.
That's when I hear over and over going, what if there wasn't any snow on Baldy?
Yeah. And
what do you do? So.
True. Yeah, but it is a good sort of self-indicator, and then there's the scientific methods of doing actual soil temperature. So we have those little gizmos and gauges that you can help.
But at least now, you can go out to all seasons and at least talk about gardening and discuss when to do that and what seeds to be buying and things like that. When do you start getting product in?
Well, everything is coming, and we have 3 racks already of seeds. You should be starting your tomatoes and such inside, and other things that you might want, some flowers and things. So there's people who we have the grow lights available for people who do want to start their indoor indoor plants, get their seedlings going. And there's quite a lot of people who have like maybe tiny greenhouses, and so that really helps keep getting the seeds going a little early, so that if you want to start more things from seed. And then we'll have, starting around April 1st to the 15th, we'll have more plant starts like coming in. We have a lot of, the primrose and the fun early pansies for Easter and tulips and such. But then we'll start getting in that broccoli and the things that in plant form, pony packs for people to put in their own garden. But yes, you always, you've been here long enough. North Idaho we can get a snowstorm in May. So you just have to really.
Oh, it was a year ago, I think today. Well, we had a massive snowstorm and those winds that were knocking down trees and things like that. So you just never know. Also out at All Seasons, you have your full service floral arrangements. A lot of people don't even realize that.
Yeah, it's been a gift for us too. It's just, because there's people who live in Sandpoint and couldn't even go see their parents or grandparents at Luther Park, even though they lived a mile or two away. And so they would call and say, can you take something over so they know we're thinking of them? And it's been a tough year for that, and a lot of sad stories. But the flowers seem to really help everyone kind of through the whole the downtime.
So you can get arrangements delivered anywhere?
We deliver a great expanse of Bonner County.
Gotcha.
We don't go north real far, but because there's others in Bonner's Ferry and such. So, it's always a challenge, especially in the winter delivering.
No kidding. Of course, you have the full gift shop. And one of my favorite things about All Seasons Garden and Floral is the expert advice, just to go out there and talk growing with people who know what they're talking about. You have 3 University of Idaho certified nursery specialists on staff.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize that they were officially trained like that.
Right. There's a master gardening programs, and then there's several other programmings that we have that people go through. And so it's great. It's nice that we're able to staff up and we're very fortunate about getting a great team. So we're excited about the year.
That's great. And you mentioned before we came on here something about free reading materials or books or something.
We're a proven winners certified nursery garden center. And part of our program with them is we carry a lot of these. Many of you you've seen these white boxes with PW, and that's a proven winners plant. And those are basically, they're kind of new hybrids. They're pretty famous for their petunias that, the super petunias and such that just bloom like crazy all summer. And then they've also gone into breeding, super shrubs and very unique plants that are very hardy. They're both about getting more beauty and more durability out of plants. And that's really what I like about their program. Hmm. And so we have these wonderful little booklets that were given out. And it goes over everything from, the petunias, the different kinds of it gives you design ideas for sun and shade and containers. Even if you have a little tiny apartment, it has some great ideas and, things you can take with you as you move around to a new or get it moved to a new location. Sometimes you have only a sun on one side of your house. And so it's got a lot of great ideas. And so we're happy to be able to give those out to people. And
And it's free.
Fun,
And at the All Seasons Garden and Floral, 25 years celebrating your anniversary this year on Highway 200 in Kootenai, locally owned and award-winning full-service floral garden, unique gift shop featuring cold, hardy perennials, shrubs, and trees, stock of fruits, shades, and nuts, certified organic seed. You have all the soils and a wide variety of soils and fertilizers. Do you have that in stock now?
Yep, we do. Yeah, it's all.
So if you're a gardener and you just want to do something gardening like, just go buy some soil. At least you're ready to go and get prepared.
Pick out your favorite seeds and get your plan together. It's they always say it's better to plan twice than plant once than the other, obviously, because we all have our back-breaking moments. So
absolutely. And I blew it with the last guest. I put her on the spot when I asked for her website. Do you guys have a website
we do,
to go to?
Yeah, our website is primarily our floral website. It's allseasonsgardenandfloral.com. We do have a very active Facebook page too, where we post a lot of our sales and our things that are going on. And then we have so that's just under All Seasons Garden and Floral. And you can email us at allseasonsgardenandfloral@gmail.com. And of course, call us or stop out at Highway 200. We're just past the McGee light there.
And your hours?
Right now, we're 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 4 on Saturday. After Easter, we'll be going to 7 days a week.
So. Very good. Nancy Hastings, thanks for joining us again. It's great to have you back. It's great to be talking gardening. It's great to have the first day of spring in just 2 days. So very excited about that. And I know you're about to get as busy as possible.
We're so grateful for all the support for these last 25 years from this area. Very, very grateful.
All right. And it's been great having you here, too, as well. Say hi to John for us and take care. That's going to be North Idaho Thursday for this week. I'll be back in here next week with Ricky and more. So till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
97.1 K246 EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonner's Ferry, 1400 K.